Hi bosses, today I want to talk to you about selling yourself short. When it comes to selling a product or service, you want to be able to educate the people who are purchasing. You want to be able to educate your prospects, your clients, your customers, whatever you want to call them. You want to be able to turn those people into buyers. Now, when I say that, I mean, don't just post buy here, buy now, click the link in my bio as your caption. That's not enough. That's not educating people. Just think about the LeBron James commercial. The drink that he is marketing, or the company that is marketing him as the sponsor, they're equating happiness with their drink. So if I go out after I watch a commercial and buy the drink, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to feel quote unquote happy because that's what I saw. It's the same thing with your customers. It's the same thing with your product or service. You allow them to have a reason to purchase this. So when they get the item, they have an expectation of what this is supposed to do. You know, if you're selling lip gloss and you say your lip gloss is 10 times shinier than the next, of course not using that as your caption. Being able to transfer that into proper words like makes your lips shine like diamonds, or you feel like you have a chandelier on your lips, whatever it is that you want to say. When people purchase and receive that item, that's what they're going to look for it to do. Now, with that being said, if you allow the floor to be completely open, people are able to pick apart and they're able to find flaws rather than focusing on the purpose and the reason that you've created this product or service. For example, if you are a caterer and you say that you have the fastest setup time, you're going to want to display that when you meet with your clients and your customers so that they're able to reference and say, yes, they do have the fastest time. Now, if you're just saying we're a catering company and we have everything that you need, they're able to say, well, you know, they didn't set up fast, or they weren't able to set up in the amount of time that I thought they were going to set up in. By you setting the structure and the standard of what you are presenting, people have no choice but to go by that already. So stop selling yourself short when it comes to your product or your service. Educate people on why this product or service is important to them, why it's beneficial to them, or possibly why something could be missing from their life if they don't get this product or service. Jewelry, for example. If you want to say this matches well with a jean jacket, when people get the item, they're going to put on a jean jacket to see if what you say is actually true. That's educating people on your product and your service. Don't sell yourself short by just putting a caption of buy here, buy now because you want to make some money. Show that you're passionate about what you do. Show people why, and tell people why this is what you do and this is why you do it. People are more inclined to purchase when they know more about what they're purchasing. So stop selling yourself short and telling yourself, well, if I post this, people are going to buy. Us, me and you, people that actually create the products and the services, yes, we are consumers as well, but we are the bosses, we are the owners, we are the creators, we are the structure, we are the foundation. We know why. We can expect other people to know why we created this. All they have is their assumptions and their opinions, but when we educate them properly and we tell them exactly what this is and what this is supposed to do for them in their life, they can go based off of something. They can take it from there and either agree or disagree. Now, I'm not saying everybody who's purchasing is going to say, oh, this is exactly what it does. I agree 150%. The owner was right. This is exactly how I feel after I purchase this. Because you will have people who don't agree with what you say. And that's just a part of being a business owner. But for the people who are on board with you and are your targeted audience and will and forever be your hot market, I call it your hot market. Some people call it your warm market. I have 3 markets. I call it your hot market, which are people who will always buy from you. They want to know why they're buying, and they want to be able to pass that education on to others. If I buy something and I tell my friend, hey, you should buy this, they're going to say, why? And if I don't have a why because you didn't give me a why, then you're losing your customers right there. You're losing your visibility. You're losing your exposure. So always, always educate. Always educate. Never be stingy when it comes to your business. Allow people to ask questions and give answers. Give real answers. Nobody is going to be able to do what you do exactly how you do. So scratch that, you know? Cross that out your head. Throw that away. Stop being afraid of being who you are. by you not being able to properly speak about what you do or not wanting to speak about what you do, you're stunting your growth. There's a reason why this idea came to your head. It didn't come to Uncle Jim's. It didn't come to Cousin Betty's. It came to your head for a reason, because you're the proper person to execute this. So stop being afraid of people copying and taking, because nobody can do what you do. So don't stunt your own growth. Help your audience, help your consumers, help your clients, help your customers, help your prospects, whatever you want to call them. Help them know what you do so they can properly educate others on what you do. Don't close your own doors.